here's Andrew. I'm sorry I didn't catch that call. I was trying to turn the volume back up real quick.
Delta 2 Bravo November Golf.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever talked to you before, but yeah, again, name here's Andrew. I'm coming out of Simpsonville, heading towards the Anderson direction.
Right ahead of you then. That's probably an hour.
And at this time of day, yeah, it's an hour. In the mornings, it's about 45 minutes.
Head out there this past weekend, but I'm in the Gray Court area, so didn't want to bother. Yeah, it's, I don't get up and around much anymore.
And, Simpsonville or Anderson?
Simpsonville is the, yeah, Simpsonville's fine.
Yeah, I didn't venture to Simpsonville much before I started working here, but, I mean, I did a little bit with my old job, but not very often, but, yeah, ain't a whole lot of reasons to venture down to Anderson. I think the jockey lot's about our only, attraction for out-of-towners.
Isn't it? The jockey lot's still around. I haven't been there in, quite a long time.
Out a little bit there. I'm not sure if it was you or me. Like I say, it was in and out. I didn't catch a whole lot of that last.
Off the jockey lot was still around.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's a snowball that ain't never gonna get smaller in size. It seems to get bigger and bigger every year.
I mean, there's one or two places there to eat. I used to try to go down there for fresh produce or whatever. Yeah, you know, I guess it's just, I don't need any, you know, more t-shirts or clothing or whatever else. Yeah, I guess it's a little bit of everything they got for sale down there.
I hadn't been to it in at least 15 years or more, as far as a, just for entertainment purposes. I work for the sheriff's office down there for a little while, so I had the unfortunate pleasure of going every once in a while for business purposes, but yeah, it's still pretty huge.
They had some notoriety a while back. They were selling their live animal sales or puppy mill sales or something. A lot of the live animal sales got shut down.
Sure, if that's still going on or not. I heard, I've heard a few people talk about buying, usually when people talk about buying animals at the jockey lot, it's not your usual dogs or cats or anything. It's usually unusual stuff like snakes and, exotic type stuff. But, I don't know. I've never, like I say, the times that I've had to go in the last few years, it's not been, you know, I kind of know where I'm going, and I handle my business and get the heck out. So I don't venture around and see what all they've got, so I'm not sure if they still do that or not.
One guy who was toys, another guy just general household items. There was a couple of people selling video games, you know, old clothing, jewelry. The one guy who always seemed to have a bunch of rifles and shotguns. So, you know, whatever you wanted, it was there. But, you know, I'm just, yeah, it's the sort of place you could go to a couple of times before you get tired of looking around.
It's quite a variety. The only consistent thing about it is whatever you buy is either fake or stolen.
Yeah, probably true. Hope that's not true of the rifles and shotguns. I mean, I don't think whoever it is was a dealer. He always just seemed to have rifles and shotguns.
Yeah, like I say, you never know. I don't think I've ever seen anybody selling guns up there, but like I say, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Like I say, you can buy just about anything you can imagine if you know where to look. That ain't easy to find in there, but it's a maze. But, yeah, there's just about anything you want to buy, you can get.
Outdoor stalls, and he, yeah, a rifle and shotgun guy. Maybe he's got a nearby gun shop somewhere. But, I guess that's allowed down here. But yeah, you know, I stopped going there because, you know, nothing I can't get closer to home for probably not much more money. Plus, you know, too much walking around.
And, at the cost of sounding snooty, the people you gotta be around all day at that is, I don't know, it ain't never been my thing.
I don't think I've been there since, maybe 7 or 8 years, maybe longer. You know, it's been a while. But yeah, I don't really know. I don't have not that many other attractions that really haul me out toward that part of town. Especially, you know, if you're around this area, like, you know, Gray Court, Fountain Inn, you know, it's a bit of a drive.
I'm definitely aware. I got to do it pretty much every day. The office I work at is off of Southeast Main, just right at the Fountain Inn, Simpsonville line, and a lot of the territory we cover is down in some parts of Gray Court, so I am very, very vaguely familiar with Gray Court, but yeah, I'm very familiar with the tribe.
I think it's a single traffic light and a post office and a little city hall. That's downtown. You know, what's considered downtown Gray Court, I don't think is a mile in diameter. But, you know, we've also got, you know, the surrounding areas are also considered part of it. It's, you know, if you're here, you're nowhere.
It's usually like the large industrial parks right off of 385. But there's one road, and I can never remember the name of it. But it reminds me of like an old saloon town because it looks like it used to have a train tracks running through it a long time ago, and some old buildings that have been there since the early 1900s, if not before that.
Yeah, that's Owings, actually. It's considered Owings. Yeah, I don't know if those buildings are that old or they just look that way. And I don't really know if there's any functional businesses there or not. I mean, there might be a coffee shop or something. That's right off of Highway 14. You know, on the other side, there's a little country store that occasionally has some good produce. But, yeah, there's not much there. There's not much in Gray Court, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand by for just a few minutes here because I, whatever reason, I'm on Fort Shoals, or I'm sorry, 418, and it's been a section where it's dropped out right here, right at Fort Shoals Road, so not picking up too well.
That is where it just doesn't work well. All right, well, I'll be here, KD2BG.
24 RSN. A little bit further down the road. We'll see if I've crawled out of this hole yet.
Scratchy, but I hear ya.
It's still real scratchy on my end, but it's more consistent. It's not where it just has complete and utter dropouts like it did before.
That area is not one of the better areas. You know, in the other areas, 385 or Highway 14, you know, heading toward Lawrence. That's kind of like the cone of silence. If you make it to Lawrence or even Clinton and still have the repeater signal, you know, that you're doing well.
Normally seems to do pretty well for me. I guess with the foliage coming back up on the trees is probably the reason I'm getting a little bit worse than normal. But usually going down towards Pelzer, West Pelzer, and right at the Greenville-Anderson line is usually where I get the most trouble on Highway 8.
Too many other repeaters in use that have this kind of coverage. So, this being the better one. There's another W4NYK repeater that sits there unused, and it's probably closer, but, you know, no one uses it.
That, two in Anderson that rarely ever get talked on. That's why I don't really monitor them a whole lot. I usually listen to this one the most, and the only other one that I get decent coverage out of that gets talked on a decent bit is Jack's 440 repeater. I can't remember the frequency for it right now, but in 6 mile, that one usually gets me pretty good.
I have a capability on 440 right now. Actually, I should. I should hook up this other radio. I got two radios sitting here, a VHF and UHF radio. I'd have to disconnect the antenna from one to go to the other.
It's weird. He's got the VHF and UHF repeater, I think, in the same location. And the 2-meter one doesn't get out as well as the 440 one. The 440 one, I get perfect coverage all the way out to Simpsonville and down in Anderson. And I hadn't checked out how far north it goes. I think I was able to get it up around Spartanburg or towards the edge of Spartanburg when I was going to Charlotte last week. But the 2-meter one just, I've never gotten good results on it.
There's only two repeaters on 440 that seem to ever have any activity, and I've never really hung around either one of them, I guess because there's never any activity. I've got maybe 20 of them programmed into one of these radios, but I guess that's true of most repeaters at most locations. If you have 20 repeaters, that means there's three of them that are used. So it's a question of figuring out which one is the one for your area.
Yeah, about the only ones I've ever heard anybody talking on that I get good coverage on in my area is the is Jack's and 6 Mile, and then there's one I haven't labeled as a Caesar's Head repeater, but it seems to pick up really well. And then the Anderson one that's on the hospital, on top of the hospital, it's mildly active, but I've found that it's a linked repeater, so any activity on it's usually coming from someone out of town on one of the linked repeaters.
The heart repeaters, is it? Because those are linked up maybe at certain times, I think during the weekend. Although they can be linked up manually, I suppose, anytime you like.
I don't think it's a SC Heart one. At least I've never... I guess it could be, because most of those nets are during the day, and I'm almost never in town during the day. So I was going to say, I've heard the SC Heart, their nets come across... But it's not linked to those, I know that. It's linked to the Sassafras 2-meter repeater, I think. And then one other one, I forget where that one's located, though.
It's a question of who uses what and for what purpose. As I said, there's one other repeater with this call sign. This is one of the two with the Blue Ridge Radio Club. And there's another one on Paris Mountain, or whatever mountain this one's not on. This one might be on Caesar's Head Mountain. There's a 146-820, which would actually be closer to me, and maybe closer to you, but I hear hardly any activity ever. In fact, probably never. It may have fallen into a state of disrepair.
I've got one in here. I probably need to look to see if the... Because I don't have my repeaters in my radio labeled by call sign. I have them labeled by their general location. And I pulled that from repeater book, which I found is relatively inaccurate at times. So I have one that's labeled as a Greer, because that's where radio... not radio reference, but a repeater book had it located. And I pick it up way too well in Anderson for it to be in Greer. So I think that may be one that's in on Paris Mountain.
What other, repeater book. See, I use Chirp to program a lot of these radios, although not this one. And, know, Chirp actually has that feature where you can say, give me all the repeaters in, Anderson County. And it automatically fills in a list with all the ones that match. Or you can possibly say something like, give me everything within 20 miles of these grid locations. Although I think that works less well. That's probably how I've programmed most of these radios.
A while one day looking up, or it was actually over the course of several days, looking up repeaters, and either looking up where they're located, or if repeater book didn't have their location, I spent quite a while trying to find out exactly where they're located, and I created a little Google Maps grid with where they're at, and that way I can pull it up when I'm in different locations and kind of see what I'm near.
Your book may or may not have the most accurate or the most up-to-date information, but generally they're one of the only really good resource to use.
Well, I'm heading down the hill into West Pelzer. So I'm going to say 73 because it's going to drop out on me for quite a while now. It was good talking to you. I appreciate you coming back to me, and we'll try and catch you at another time. Like I say, I appreciate you coming back to me, and see if we can talk to you later. KU4 RSN, I'll be clear on your final.
RSM, I think, KD2 BG. All right, 73s, we'll talk to you later.